Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Masechet Avodah Zarah. We are up to parakei Mishnah Vav. Baleshes Avicham Shenichnas Le'ir. If you have a group of soldiers of Avodah Zarah that came into a city and they came into a Jewish person's home, so the wine in the house is as follows: Bishas Shalom. If it's a time of peace, Chavias Pesuchas Asuros Stumos Mutaros. Then any open barrels are going to be also. We assume the soldiers took, you know, and touched it and dealt with it. But any closed barrels are going to be mutter. Bishas Melchama. But if it's time of war, they don't have time to drink wine and to take your wine and to touch your wine. So everything's going to be mutter. They don't have time to be menasech your yayin. Mishnah Zayin, umnin Yisrael. If you have a Jewish uman that's doing a job for a non-Jew, sheshalach lemavicham chavishal yayin b'scharah, and the non-Jew sends him a barrel of wine to pay him for his job. They can say back to him, you know, instead of wine, I so appreciate the gesture, but can you give him money instead? That's not called that you're selling stam yenum to the guy and that you're therefore getting enough from the stam yenum. That's fine. But once the you already took possession of that barrel of wine, then usher they now let it return it for the money. If a Jew sells wine to another chavim, pasakat shalom madad, if you set the price before you measure out the wine that the yavid chavim wants to buy and he agreed to it, and then he took that amount of wine, dam of mutarin, so then the money is going to be mutar because the money was already determined before it became yayin esach, madad at shalom pasak. But if you first measure it out and then you go through the pricing, dam of asurin, then the money is going to be asur because he didn't decide to buy the wine when he took the container, because he doesn't even know the price yet, so he hadn't yet made a kinyan on it, and therefore when he does make the kinyan on it, you're getting hana from yayin esach. If a Jew funnels wine into a non-Jew's wine bottle, so that already had yayin esach in it, and then he used the same funnel to funnel wine into a Jewish person's wine bottle, im yeshbo akeves yayin, if the funnel had something that could have prevented the wine from all dripping out, something that could have caught some of the wine, usher, then that wine that was poured into the Jewish person's bottle is going to be usher. Whatever's left in the funnel is yayin nesach, and when you use it again to pour the kosher wine, it's now going to have yayin nesach mixed in. Hama'ara mikli al kli, if a Jew pours kosher wine from one kli to another, es she'era mimenu mutter, meaning from one container that has only kosher wine to a container that has yayin nesach, so that which the bottle that you poured from is mutter, ve'asher l'tocha asir, but the barrel that you poured into is going to be asir. We're assuming that it was a nifsak hakiluach, that it wasn't a straight flow, that it was like in fits and spurts, you know, you just poured and pulled back, because that way there's no connection between the wine in the second kli and the wine in the first kli. But if it was lo nifsak hakiluach, then the wine in the first kli is going to be aser as well. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we had said that if non-Jewish soldiers come into a city, so if it's a peaceful time, all the open barrels in your home you have to assume are aser, and if it's a time of war, even the open barrels in your home you can assume are going to be mutter because they don't have time to be menasich yayin in time of war. And then Mishnah Zayin, we said that if you work for a non-Jew and he sends you wine as your wages, you can tell him, you know, give me money instead. But once you took possession of the wine, you cannot trade it in for money. If you sell wine to an Ovid Chavim, so if you set the price before you measure out the wine, that's fine, you're allowed to get paid for that. But if you measure out the wine and he takes possession of it, turns it into Yayin Nesach, and then you set the price, that's going to be a problem. Similarly, if you use a funnel to pour wine into an Ovid Chavim's bottle that already has some Yayin Nesach in it, and then use that same funnel to pour wine into a Jewish person's bottle, that's going to be a problem. And if you pour from wine from a kli that has kosher wine to a kli that has some Yayin Nesach in it, so the wine that you're pouring from, if it's Nifsek HaKiluach, is mutter, the bottle that you're pouring into is going to be aser. Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with what are we up to? Parakeh Mishnah Ches.